So, anybody want to tell me what we've been speaking about the last 2 weeks on Sundays? Do you know? Something about is a bad way to start an answer. No. Does anybody know? That would have been impressive, but never mind. Okay, anybody know what we've been speaking about the last 2 Sundays? Nope, that's Fridays. Good try, though. Yep. Nobody knows. Oh, dear. You guys should know. Peter spoke about it. Yeah? Okay. Say it with excitement.
Jesus coming back.
Good job. Okay. So the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the return of Jesus. Somebody tell me where Jesus is right now by pointing. Point. You can't tell me. You have to point. So we've got this answer, which is correct. Over there is an interesting one, but I suppose that counts. There is right. Okay, everybody focus in and listen up. Guys, shh, I don't have long to speak, so I'm going to try and speak really quickly, and I hope you guys are going to take it in. So right now, Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and he's also living inside the heart of everybody who has accepted him. Okay? But Jesus isn't going to stay in heaven forever. Jesus is coming back to the earth, and you might see him with your eyes. Do you guys realize that? Put your hand up if... That was a really enthusiastic. Yeah. Put your hand up if you believe that. Put your hand up if you understand and realize that you might see Jesus coming back with millions of angels in the sky. Okay? So you guys believe that, okay? I'm going to really, really, really quickly... Shh, boys. I'm going to really, really, really quickly recap the last 2 weeks, and then I'm going to talk about... What I'm talking about today is what does that mean for us? If we believe that Jesus is coming back... What does that mean for us, boys? Come on. Okay. So the last 2 weeks, this all started with Ben had planned a sermon. He had meticulously planned and prepared and graphed and journaled about a sermon and was all ready. And then Carol, being the wonderful woman that she is, turned up and said, "Oh, I've had a dream, Ben." And then as often happens to Ben, God basically told him to chuck everything he'd prepare out the window and speak about Carol's dream. So Carol's dream was she saw a bunch of you guys, a bunch of youth. Some of you guys had your iPods on, some of you guys had your headphones in, and you were on the seashore, and there was a massive wave coming. And there were the youth leaders, like me, Carol, Peter, and Ben, and we were shouting to you guys, we were saying, "Come on, come this way, there's a wave coming." "No, see, we're not joking, there is a wave right behind you." And some of you guys were running, and some of you guys were going to get away, and some of you guys were just chilling, looking at your iPhones. And you guys realized that God speaks to us in dreams. You guys realized that that wasn't just... like a strange dream that Carol had, but that was God himself speaking to Carol about you guys. So God was saying, the wave was speaking of Jesus' return and the urgency of him coming back. And some of you guys were distracted by other things and some of you guys weren't. And I want to, that's what we spoke about the first week. And the second week, Peter followed up with that and he talked about the signs of the times and some of the things which we can look at and see in the world which Jesus told us about, which mean he's coming back soon. Can anybody remember a sign of the time? Now, don't everybody start screaming at once. Put your hand up if you want to say something, and then I'm going to give you the mic, okay?
Isn't there like a volcano eruption?
Yes, kind of. That's not one of the main ones. That's part of, yeah?
Wars and rumors of wars?
Wars and rumors of wars is one of the main phrases. So what we're talking about right now is things which are going to happen in the world just before Jesus comes back. Anybody else? Josh, you got one?
Earthquake.
Yeah, there are several earthquakes. There are earthquakes so bad that it says that the mountains are removed from their place. Earthquakes so bad that every city on the earth will fall down. Do you girls know any of the signs of the times? Any guesses? Peter's got one. He spoke on it last week. Pestilence is one of them. So diseases. Yep. Yep, yes, the sky's going to turn black. So who thinks that sounds like a barrel of laughs? Who thinks that sounds like a lot of fun? It sounds pretty intense. But guys, I want to tell you this. Everybody listen up. Jesus is coming back soon. You guys will either be ready or you will not be ready. There will be people when he comes back who are ready and there will be people who are not ready. It will be good for the people who are ready and it will be bad for the people who are not ready. I would love to water down the truth and tell you guys that everything's going to be okay, but the fact of the matter is you guys need to get yourself ready for Jesus coming back, because it's going to be good for the ones who are ready, and it's going to be bad for the ones who aren't ready. And Don't be scared. Just take action. Okay, I'm going to read you guys a verse. And I just talked to you guys about how some people will be ready for Jesus coming back, and some people will not be. This is a verse in Matthew 24, 36 to 39. So I'm going to read a little bit, and I want you guys to follow along with me. So don't tune out as I read this, okay? So this is talking about how some people are not going to be ready for him coming back. Okay, so this is speaking about Jesus coming back. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Who wants to remind me what happened to Noah and in Noah's time? Madison? Everybody be quiet and listen to Madison, please. Yeah. Yes, so that was a really good description. Boys, did you hear a single word of what Madison just said? Okay. Madison said, in the days of Noah, what happened was God told Noah to build a massive ark because God was going to flood the world because of the amount of sin in the world. So what this just said is that when Jesus comes back, it's going to be like when Noah was around. The Bible says when Noah was around, the world had become so sinful that every thought of the heart of every man was evil. That there was nothing in the hearts of mankind except for evil and wrong. And God was sad that he had made mankind. So that's what's going to happen. And then you guys know that when Jesus is going to come back, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like the world will be so sinful and there will be many people who are not ready for him coming back. This verse goes on to say, for in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. When Jesus comes back, some people will be doing normal life. They'll be eating, they'll be drinking, they'll be marrying, they'll be playing on their iPods, they'll be going to work, they'll be coming back, they'll be going to school, they'll be coming back, and they will have no idea that he is about to come back, and he will come, and it will not be good for them. So I want to encourage you guys, that's what we've talked about the first few weeks, is Jesus is coming back, and we need to get prepared. And some people will be, and some people won't be. So this is what I'm talking about today. You guys have heard that Jesus is coming back, you've decided that you believe it, and now, what is your response, and what does your response mean? Your guys' response to hearing and believing that Jesus comes back is that you need to get yourself ready. And the effect of getting yourself ready is that you will be able to live radically for Jesus. Okay? So I want you guys to answer me back what I just said. So you believe that Jesus is coming back. What's your response? Get ready, is what Kyle just said. And what is the effect of your getting ready? We will be able to... Who said that? We should pray. That's not what I said. So, you guys believe that Jesus is coming back. Your response is to get yourself ready. The effect of getting yourself ready is you will be able to live radically for Jesus. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So, you guys' response. You guys have a choice today. I've told you that Jesus is coming back. Some of you believe me. Some of you think you believe me, but you don't really. But every single person here has a choice to leave today with the intention to get themselves ready for Jesus to come back or to not. And every single person here will make that decision. Some of you guys will leave here and change your life to get ready, and some of you guys won't. But what I'm going to do within the next 15 minutes, hopefully, is give you guys some ways where you can actually choose to get yourself ready for God, Jesus, coming back in the sky for everybody. If you guys tune in your heart to what Jesus is saying today, you will leave today with ways that you can prepare yourself. Okay, so I'm going to split it into two ways how we can get ready. There's two ways. One way is to look outward, and one way is to look inward. So put your hand up if you realize that only you can get yourself ready for Jesus coming back. Only you guys can. Nobody can do it for you. Your guys' mums can't do this for you, unfortunately. I left home and moved across the ocean, and I quickly realized my mother isn't here anymore. I need to start doing things. When I wear all my clothes and they're all dirty, I can't just leave them there and they get magically cleaned. I need to do these things. This is something which you guys need to do for yourself. You guys need to get ready for yourself. There are two ways you can do it, by looking outward and by looking inward. I'm going to talk about looking outward first. So who wants to remind me of what I told you guys Peter talked about? The signs of the coming, signs of the times. So to look outward is a way you guys can get ready for Jesus to come back. What that means is you look in the Bible and you see what Jesus said was going to happen, and then you look on the news, you look in the newspapers, you look in the world, and then you see these things coming to pass, you see these things happening. And I want you guys to know this isn't for older people. This isn't for adults. This isn't just for your parents who are over there listening to the older guy with the mic. This is for you guys. You guys can look at the Bible, know what Jesus said is going to happen, and then see it in the world and be ready for him to come back. Okay, I'm going to make this competitive because competition always makes everything more fun. Who can tell me the most signs of the times? Does anybody have any ideas about some major signs of the times? And this guy's will maybe give you some checks, like, am I ready? Do I know the signs of the times? Do you guys know them, or do you not know them? Because it's one or the other. Yep. War is one of them. So we've got one major one. There will be wars when Jesus comes back. Anybody know some other major ones? Yep. Death is another one. These are quite generic, but very true. Yep. There's one world war. That is true. Or one world ruler. That's true as well. So that's a major one. We just said there's one world ruler. Does anybody know what he's called? God, Jesus, no. One negative world ruler. Not yet. Nearly. Antichrist. So you guys, I'm going to tell you guys something which is in the Bible. And if you guys realize this and look for it in the world, you will know that Jesus is coming back soon when you see it. Okay? There. So you guys know that the devil is real, right? And the Bible says, Jesus says, that just before he comes back, there's going to be a man, a human being, who will be used by Satan and will be used by the devil to control all the nations of the world. And he will cause people to worship him and worship Satan and worship demons and live terrible lives. So this is something which is genuinely going to happen. And when you guys see it, you will know that Jesus is about to come back. There will be one man who rises up politically, takes power of many different countries, has a massive empire, and he is extremely, extremely evil. That is going to happen. And if you guys know that, you'll be ready for it. That's what I mean by looking outward. You guys get that? Does that make sense? Okay, another big signs of the times. Josh, do you know one? That was a really good big one, John. Natural disasters, good one. So earthquakes, volcanoes, things like that. Now, let's try and get more specific. Daniel, yeah? Jerusalem will be reclaimed by the Jews. That's a good one. Who thinks that might have already happened? Put your hand up. That has already happened. So the Bible says that that's going to happen, or it implies by what it says that that was going to happen, and now it has happened. So you guys, Josh has been giving me like good ones like wars and natural disasters and things like that. But you guys know that wars and natural disasters are happening right now. So does that mean Jesus is coming back tomorrow? Maybe. But I'm going to give you guys some signs of the times which are more specific. You guys get that the Antichrist one hasn't happened yet, okay? Regardless of what some strange emails and crazy people will tell you, that one has not happened yet. So I'm going to give you guys some specific signs of the times which are really specific, which the Bible talks about, which when you see them, you will know that it's soon. One of them is a great falling away. One of the first things that will happen, one of the first signs, is a great falling away from the Christian faith. So you guys know that right now there's about 2 billion people who claim to be Christians in the world. In the times leading up to when Jesus comes back, like millions of people in a massive short period of time are going to disown Jesus and fall away from the faith. That is something which hasn't happened yet. And when it does happen, you guys will all hear about it. You guys will all see it. And some people will see it and be like, oh well. Some Christians will see it and be like, oh well, hopefully God turns that around and oh, that's bad. But they don't realize that the Bible says, this means that he is coming back soon. But I've just told you guys, and hopefully you guys will go away and realize this and prepare yourself. I don't want you guys to see things in the world and be like, oh well, when these things are of massive importance. John, have you got another one? Someone said there's a million man army. I've never heard that one specifically. There will be lots of armies. But maybe, I don't know. What's another one? Another one is a false peace. You guys know the Antichrist dude that I talked about. Many, many, many people. Do you know how he's going to initially take power and how everybody's going to love him? He will achieve false peace specifically with the Jews. So this guy, you guys know that what's the most dangerous place in the whole world right now, probably? Iraq or around that area. It's called Middle Middle East. When was the last time there was peace in the Middle East? Does anybody know? A long, long, long time ago. This Antichrist guy, now, I don't want you guys to take everything that I say as completely true, because you guys know that people don't all agree on the subject of the end times. So don't take everything I say as true, but choose to hear what I say and then go and find out for yourself in the Bible. But many people believe, because of what the Bible says, that this guy is going to be the first person ever to achieve peace in Israel. And you guys understand that that would be like, this dude's cool. Like, he's kind of weird. He wants to make me worship Satan, but he's just achieved peace in the Middle East. This guy's good. But, guys, the Bible says it will be a false peace. And so everybody else, even good Christians who know and love Jesus, will be like, oh, this guy's got peace. This guy's good. I like him. I'm going to listen to what he says. But the Bible says it's a false peace, and he's going to deceive millions. And if you guys don't know what the Bible says, you won't know. So that's what we're talking about. That is looking outward. That is external, like preparing yourself by looking outward. You guys understand how you can do that. One of the best places to go, Matthew 24. Read Matthew 24. Learn Matthew 24. You guys can get yourself ready by looking outward. Now, we're nearly done, so I'm going to talk really quickly about the most important way that you can get yourself ready for Jesus coming back, and is looking inward. This is the single most important way of getting yourself ready for Jesus coming back. Put your hand up if you've ever heard us from the front exhorting you or encouraging you to get to know God in a relationship. You guys have ever heard that? So we often from the mic, we'll tell you guys, your relationship with God is the most important thing in the world. We'll tell you guys that all the time. But right now, you guys have a choice to either listen to us or to not listen to us. And realistically, not much is going to go wrong if you choose to not listen to us. Like, you guys, I could say to you one Sunday, you know, get intimate with God. He really loves you. This is what you were made for. And you guys could go out and go back to your normal life and nothing would change. And you guys, that would be okay. But there's coming a time soon when Jesus is coming back. If you don't get intimate with him and he comes back, it will be too late to get intimate with him. The Bible specifically says people will know about Jesus. They'll know who he is. They'll call themselves Christians. Jesus will come back and they'll be like, oh my goodness, I didn't spend time getting to know you. Is there still time? And the answer will be no. So you guys realize that? The answer will be no, there is not. You have partially wasted your life. And I don't want you guys to be in that position. You guys have an opportunity today, this week, to go home and get intimate with God. And no amount of encouragement from the front is really going to get you guys to do it unless you realize that it is important and there will come a time when it's too late. And I don't say that to scare you, but I say that to give you guys urgency to go home and spend 2 hours less on Facebook. I'm not going to condemn you for being on Facebook loads because I used to play World of Warcraft and I used to love it. So I'm the chief among sinners when it comes to wasting your life on a computer. But I encourage you guys, don't let your life pass you by. Get to know God, because when he comes back, it will be amazing for you if you do know him. Who thinks that having a relationship with God is a difficult thing to achieve? Anybody? Could be. It's difficult in some ways, and I'll give you that. But in one way, it's the most difficult thing in the world. But in another way, it's the easiest thing you could ever do in the world. You guys know what James, I think it's 4:8 says. Somebody finish my sentence for me. One of you girls, finish my sentence for me, okay? Draw near to God and he will... Nearly. Good one. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's all it takes to have a relationship with God. If you say to God, I want to know you and I choose to spend time with you now, then God will say, I want to know you, and he will come himself and he will spend time with you. You can speak to God and he will speak back. You can tell him you love him and he will tell you, I love you back. You can ask him, what should I spend my money on this week? He'll give you advice. You can say, God, what are you thinking this morning? And he will tell you, I'm thinking this. You guys can have a real relationship with God, and Jesus is coming back. It could be in your lifetime. And I encourage you, when you leave today, get urgent about it, because it's going to be good. I'm going to read a quick verse. So that was me talking about being like inward, looking inward to prepare yourself, as in like the inside of yourself. Here's a verse, 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So to abide in Jesus just means to know him, be in a place of closeness with him. And that verse says, if you stay close to Jesus and you get to know him, you will have confidence when he comes in the clouds with all his angels. Have you guys ever heard of somebody who's seen an angel before? Like, so you know how some people are like the typical world's view of an angel is like a little, like slightly freaky baby with a bow and arrow? You know, like that's what most people think an angel is. But if you speak to somebody, guys, if you speak to somebody who's actually seen an angel, it's like, it is the most frightening thing I have ever seen in my life. Like, what's the first thing angels always say? And they, do not be afraid. Like, every single time an angel appears to someone, they have to say, they don't start with what's up. They start with, do not be afraid, because I am seriously frightening, and I realize that. When Jesus comes back, there are going to be like millions, 10 million angels with him in the sky. Okay? So you guys understand, one angel is enough to scare somebody so much they fall as if they're dead. And Jesus is going to come back with millions of them in the sky. And this verse says, if you know Jesus, you will be confident when you see that. What? That's insane. When Jesus comes back, if you are close to him and you know him, you will be confident at his coming because you will say, I know that man and he loves me and I love him back. How amazing will that be? How small and insignificant will everything else seem if you are able to stand, see Jesus riding in the clouds, see him looking at you, and you will literally say, I know that man. I am not afraid because he died for me and he loves me. Is there a better feeling than that? No, because you know in like a very short period of time, you're not only like, I know that guy, you're like, I'm going to spend eternity in paradise close to him. That is the best feeling in the world. That is the best feeling in the world. Now, let's switch to another extreme. You guys are standing, you see Jesus coming back in the sky with 10 million angels. And you say, I have known about Jesus. I've gone to church every Sunday, but I have never spent time with him. I've never got to know him. I've never just said hi to him in the morning. And you're standing before him, and this verse says, you will be ashamed at his coming. Not that Jesus wants you to be ashamed, but you'll be standing there and you'll be saying, I knew he was real, but I never made time for him. And at that point, it will be too late. And that doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care about you. But it means that life is over. And you are going to be with him for eternity in heaven, but you will not have spent your life getting to know him. So I'm going to finish now, guys. But today's message is a message of hope and encouragement, not a message of condemnation and fear. You guys realize that? I'm talking to you guys. You guys are in the most blessed position ever. You guys have heard that Jesus is coming back. Many people haven't. You guys know that Jesus is alive, that he's real. Many people don't. You guys have the choice and the opportunity today and this week to say, God, I want to know you. And if you say that, he will hear you. He will forget every single one of your sins if you ask him to. And he will come close to you and he will love you. You guys have that opportunity. And I encourage you guys, let's do that. Let's all of us do that this week. Okay, so bow your head with me and we'll pray. Jesus, thank you for every single person in this room. Thank you that you are coming back soon. Thank you that you don't want us to be afraid, but that you want us to live a life where we actually know you. Jesus, thank you that you're not dead anymore, that you're not on the cross anymore. Thank you that you're not going to stay in heaven forever, but that you are coming back. And I pray for every single person here, including and especially myself, because I know that I need all the help I can get. I pray that I would get to know you more, Jesus, that when you do come, and when I do stand before you, I will have confidence before you, and I'll be able to say, I know that man. And Jesus, I pray that that would be the case for every single person here. I pray that when the week comes by and we're back in the normal week, we're back with our family, we're back at school, we're back looking at Facebook and it's all like the normal thing, that we would remember today, we'd remember the truth of what's been said and we'd say, Jesus, I want to know you. And right now, guys, we're going to take a really, really, really quick moment's silence. And we're not going to have any like crazy ministry time or anything like that. But I want you guys to respect everybody else here. And we're going to have like a minute silence, not because somebody's dead, but because somebody's alive. And I just want you guys to take time right now to speak to Jesus. Like, forget that there's somebody next to you right now. And speak to the one who is in heaven, who's looking at you, who loves you, and who is coming back for you.